You Can Handle Anything, episode number 362. Welcome to the You Can Handle Anything podcast. I'm your host, Shira Gura, and I know firsthand what it feels like to get hijacked by your emotions, keeping you from fully enjoying the moments and people in your life. In this podcast, I'll bring you into my world through personal stories, showing you how you can make more deliberate choices in the face of everyday emotional moments, ensuring you handle those situations without regret. After all, your life is built on moments, and I'm here to help you make the most of them. Let's get started. Hello, my dear listeners, and thank you so much for joining me today. So, have you ever made a plan to do something? And I'm talking about something simple, like you just plan to do something on a certain day, but then things don't go as planned. I want to talk to you about this today because it's something that happens to a lot of us. And when we get to that moment of surprise or shock or doubt or fear or whatever it is, we can easily self-sabotage or certainly started with negative self-talk because things didn't go as you had intended. And this is particularly relevant to the members of my community called the Living Deliberately Circle, where we are focusing on living our lives deliberately. And that not only includes responding with intention, right, in a way that we stay calm and in control and our responses match our values, but we're also being deliberate in an entirely different way. And by that, I mean that we are deliberately creating our lives ahead of time. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm a big believer that unless you are really practicing to live intentionally, which I believe most people in the world are not, then we are mostly living reactively, right, to the circumstances that we face on any given day. Like that person's in a bad mood, we react. You know, we feel stressed about something, we react. We turn on the news, we react. And it makes sense, right? That's a part of what it means to be human. But another part of being human is using a different part of your brain. And this is the part where we make decisions ahead of time. And we choose ahead of time how we're going to show up in different areas of our life, even before it happens. And our actions throughout the day reflect those intentions. And so we're not being pulled by our emotions or by the circumstances that we face, but rather we're being guided by clear decisions that we make when we're not even in that emotional state. And I have to say, I absolutely love this practice. I feel like it grounds me. I feel like it helps me screw my mind on every day. I feel like it challenges me. It really, really challenges me, right? To build my relationship with myself and to stick to my word. And of course, to get unstuck when I face challenges. So this is the work that we're doing inside of that community. And the reason that I'm telling you all of this today is because over the last couple of months, I've been making pretty big revisions in my work, all in an effort to be able to share my tools and my teachings with a much broader audience and help create more transformations in people's lives. One of those revisions has to do with this particular community. And if you've been a long-term listener of this podcast, or if you've participated in any of my challenges, you will likely know that in the past, I have offered courses that have ranged in length from 4 to 6 weeks. And it was in these courses that taught my tools, including the Unstuck Method and the Clear Way and the Living Deliberately approach, depending on which course that you took. And it was only by participating in those courses that my students could then move on to join the Living Deliberately community. But as I mentioned, I'm making revisions in my work in order to make things much more accessible to you. And when it comes to the Living Deliberately Circle membership, those trainings are now a part of the membership, meaning when you join this community, you have access to those pre-recorded videos to review at your own pace and on your own so that you can learn my simple tools and have them as long as you are a member of the community. This is something new. Of course, in addition to the weekly live Zoom gatherings that we have for ongoing support and questions and coaching. And I am so excited to be able to offer these trainings not only to the current members of the community, but also to the future members. And by the way, these trainings are brand new. I recorded them over the past few weeks, and I'm just really so excited for the members to finally receive it. Okay, so what happened? Well, I have been working diligently on getting this revised membership off the ground, and in my Living Deliberately journal yesterday, this is where I write my plan for each day, I wrote down that I would be sending an email to the current members to let them know that it's ready, right? Because I've been talking to them about this for a few weeks, and I told them that it would be ready early this week. And as I mentioned, many of the videos that I've created are brand new with brand new lessons, and I know at least some of the members have been eagerly waiting for this to be ready. So as I mentioned, I was being the person that I wanted and that I needed to be, right, to make all of that happen for yesterday. Actually, the only thing I needed to do yesterday was test everything out and make sure all of the links worked and, you know, all of that. Because since I've made this change, I actually decided to move all of my lessons, all of the trainings off of an outside platform and now onto my own website. And so it's really just tech stuff. And while I happen to really like tech, it has to work, right? I can't send something out and it's not going to work. And when I tested it, there was one problem. And I knew I couldn't share it with the members of the circle with this one problem because then they wouldn't be able to access the trainings, which of course was the whole point. So here's the dilemma. I had an intention of doing something, but I couldn't do it because of a problem outside of my control. Now, I did write to my support team, but because it was already 9 o'clock in the evening my time, and I'm 7 hours ahead of Eastern Standard Time, I wasn't even sure when they were going to get back to me. Meaning, even if they got back to me before the end of their workday, it could have been already the middle of the night for me. And guess where my mind went? It was like, stay up, Shira. You can do this. Stay up. Yeah, that's where my mind was. It was like, you said you were going to do this, so stay up. So what if you're going to be tired the next day? You want to get this done, so just do what you have to do. Now, while there is some integrity in that, I also noticed there is some stuck stuff there too. And I know it can be hard to see when you're in the thick of it because you feel 100% right and you feel justified with your actions. And that's exactly why it's important to pause and just reflect on what is going up there inside of your brain and make sure that you're really acting from a logical place and not from an emotional one. So I sat myself down and I took myself through the unstuck method. I just paused. I just gave myself permission to take a few deep breaths. I let myself really tune in to what I was feeling. Anxiety, worry, fear, desire, frustration, annoyance. So many emotions were running through me, and had I not taken a stop, I'm not sure I would have even noticed them. And then I went on to my thoughts. Those pesky thoughts, right? I have been doing this work long enough to know that those thoughts are there, even though I have no idea where they come from. And I feel like I definitely don't consciously think them, right? But they're there. So the first one that I uncovered was the members of the Living Deliberately Circle are going to be disappointed in me at best, and at worst, they're going to be mad at me. Wow, I didn't even see that. It's amazing, right? How we have these thoughts in our minds and we don't even see them. Well, is that thought 100% true? I don't know. You know, they might be disappointed in me and they might not be disappointed in me. And honestly, just looking at that one thought was enough for me to consider that it's okay if they are disappointed. I honestly don't think they'll be mad at me because I do believe they know that I have a really good work ethic. I work hard, right? And I always provide value and I overdeliver. So if they are disappointed in me, it's okay, right? And I can consider that I can't do anything about that. That is, I can explain to them the dilemma and that it was out of my control and that I'm like 99% sure that everything's going to be ready the next day, which is today. But other than that, you know, how they feel is out of my control. I also considered I need to take care of myself physically and mentally and even spiritually. And while this renovation that I'm doing in my business is a big deal, I also know I don't want to sabotage myself, you know, my health and my life. And so I considered accepting what was and what was out of my control. I considered going to sleep and moving forward the next day, which is exactly what I did. And when I got to the computer this morning, I did receive a response to my question from my support team. I fixed the issue, and I intend to send out that email to the current members later today. So, what did I do when things didn't go as planned? Well, at first I reacted, right? I tried to solve the problem by figuring out what I was going to do, and I did this from a very emotional place. I also reacted in getting mad at myself, right, for not being more perfect or doing things as I had planned. That's what I did that didn't serve me. But what did I do that did serve me? I got myself unstuck. That's the foundation for all of this work. And by doing so, I was able to make a more logical decision, letting go of reacting automatically, and it served me so much better and it helped me move forward with the dilemma. And that was it. No drama, just making a more logical decision and moving on. It really can be that simple. So, my dear listeners, what do you think you can consider the next time things don't go as planned in your life? Can you consider getting yourself unstuck like I did? It really can be that simple if you cultivate that muscle. You don't have to have studied psychology to be able to do this. You just need to be willing to do the work. And with that, I will not only be reaching out to my current members to tell them the good news, I'm also sharing this news with you now. If you would like to learn more about the Living Deliberately Circle, please head over to my website to contact me or simply reply to the email that I'm going to be sending out today if you're on my newsletter and let me know. I would love to share the details with you and invite you in. Thank you so much for choosing to be with me today. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your week. And remember, you can handle anything. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the You Can Handle Anything podcast. If this podcast adds value to your life, I would be so grateful if you could spare 30 seconds to do three things. One, follow or subscribe to the podcast. Two, leave me a rating on whatever podcast app you listen on. And three, share an episode with a friend. Your support keeps the podcast thriving, and for that, I am truly grateful. I look forward to being back with you next week.